Hi, I am Leonard Witbien with your week in review. Students from the University of Namibia's Katimamulilo campus, in collaboration with peers from the University of Cologne in Germany, carried out a joint field study to assess Katimamulilo's potential for tourism development. News on One's Selma Tapopi reports.
Economic geography professor from Cologne University, Javier Villa Diaz, has been conducting research in the Zambezi region for over 8 years in collaboration with UNAM in Katimamulilo. Diaz has now returned with a group of students to explore the town's touristic development potential. UNAM lecturer in the Department of Wildlife Management and Tourism Studies, Lina Mushavati, said the partnership between the two universities enabled the students to put theory into practice.
Collaboration has been very fruitful in that our students are gaining a lot of experience, especially research-based experience.
The Pupkewitz Foundation has pledged 10 million over the next 12 months to support national development and uplift communities. And as reported by News on One, this will be through 6 key focus areas: education, health, community care, the environment, sports, and arts and culture. Prime Minister Elian Kurare has announced earlier this week a new drought relief program focused on food self-sufficiency and rural development. Implementation begins the following week, following the conclusion of the previous program last month. Our report is brought to you by Herta Ekanjo.
Speaking at the Namibian Ports Authority Gala Dinner on Friday, Kurare outlined plans to establish community gardens in every village and harness the skills of unemployed youth and vocational trainees to transform food production, sanitation, and school infrastructure across the country. The project aims to reduce reliance on central food procurement by producing crops locally. With support from traditional authorities and regional councils, the initiative will use land cleared by unemployed youth and National Youth Service participants under the government's reinstated Food for Work and Cash for Work programs.
Meanwhile, the National Youth Service has received over 11,600 applications for its 16th intake, the highest since the program began. But only 1,068 were recruited due to limited resources. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Vice President Lucia Witbooi, speaking at the opening of the program, announced 257 million for a National Youth Fund in the 2025-26 financial year. Nedbank, in partnership with Future Media, will host the first ever Future of Business conference aimed at empowering locally owned businesses. News on One reports that the conference, which also addresses key areas for business growth, will take place on the 21st of this month at Windhoek's Droombos. In more local news, social justice activist Sean Gariseb has accused who he refers to as the China SNT CEO Moses Matiai of misleading the Windhoek Council members by denying the receipt of a petition submitted in July. Gariseb says key issues, including a ministerial directive, were left off the agenda at a recent council meeting. Anti-Corruption Commission investigator Oberti Inambao testified in the 480 million NAMCOR corruption trial, denying prior knowledge of former managing director Emmanuel Mulunga before his arrest. News on One's Envalde Mateos reports Inambao dismissed witch hunt allegations. To South Africa, where activists and Citizens Forum is calling on the Hawks to arrest the suspended Independent Development Trust Chief Executive Tebogo Malaka and spokesperson Pasa Makholane. The forum spokesperson Dennis Bloom says there is solid evidence to justify their immediate arrest. And finally, Israel's Security Cabinet voted early Friday to approve plans for the military takeover of Gaza City after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to seize the entire strip, as per our correspondent Blake Sifton reporting from Tel Aviv. Find all these stories and more on futuremedianews.com.na.